Questions A, B, and C.
Is a college education worth its cost? Every year in the U.S., over 60% of graduating students go on to a four-year college. They major in various academic fields, and most of them aim to enter the workforce after graduation. Thus, colleges have long been an important institution for individuals and society as a whole. However, there arises a problem, the climbing cost of college. According to a survey, the average tuition of U.S. colleges tripled between the 1980s and the 2010s. For example, the average tuition at private universities went up from about $9,500 to $32,000. As a result, it is estimated that the average college graduate today has $23,000 to $27,000 in debt. They have to work very hard after graduation to pay off the debt. In extreme cases, some graduates go bankrupt after graduation because they just can't keep up with the payments. Another problem graduates face is limited job prospects. College graduates used to have an advantage over other job applicants in getting jobs. Today, however, due to the declining economy in the U.S., many have difficulty finding a steady job after graduating from college. The survey mentioned above shows that 85% of college graduates moved back home because they couldn't find a job. We have long pushed the idea that college is the only path for students after high school if they want to enter the professional world. But now, with some of the benefits they provided no longer applicable, it's time we reconsidered the value of college educations. Can we still call them a good investment?